Son, and the Holy Spirit. The sermon for Misericordias et Dominem is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep given up of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." Thus far the text. The use of the metaphor sheep can convey various characteristics depending upon the author. A common conveyance is that sheep are foolish, slow, lack judgment, are easily led astray. But a general characteristic that can be applied without doubt to all sheep is vulnerability. Sheep face enemies much more powerful than they. Predators are constantly lurking to eat them. They survive by having shepherds protect them. Shepherds who create flocks that they are to stay in. Go ahead, draw the comparison. The Lord desires to create sheepfolds or congregations of sheep or believers. And the good shepherd, who is Jesus, sends his under shepherds, the pastors, to shepherd the flocks by using his word of law and gospel. An individual sheep, however, which gets lost or wanders away, or thinks he doesn't need the fellowship of the flock for safety, is in danger. He's basically doomed. And yet it happens. The devil, the world, and sinful flesh ever tug upon the sheep, enticing its vulnerability. The unholy three, the devil, the world, and sinful flesh, are the predators that are ever coaxing the sheep to think that they know better. I know what I'm doing. I know enough of God's word. I don't need ongoing catechesis. And the wanderers, unbeknownst to them, wander away. And flocks of sheep can do the same thing. Flocks who have the word of God, the good shepherd, guiding them through his word of law and gospel, through the under shepherd, flocks can be lured into thinking that they know better than the under shepherd, who only utilizes God's word alone. Together, the flock can be tempted to disagree with the guidance of God's inerrant word. They can think that they know better than the preaching of repentance and forgiveness of sins, which is what God's word aims at doing through the under-shepherds. The flock can call for different words. In his second letter to Timothy, who would be ordained and become an under-shepherd of the Lord, St. Paul exhorts that under-shepherd Timothy with these words: "Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with God's suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. And thanks be to God. The good shepherd of your souls continues to do just that. The one who is merciful and patient works through his under shepherds, giving them the strength they need, continuing to guide through his word of law and gospel, continuing to be the image of divine love and care, of nurture and protection. Could there be a better picture toward man, toward the church, as a flock of sheep, that God himself is the shepherd and overseer of your souls? That the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep seeks out the scattered and the lost to bring them to safety. What a blessed image indeed, as God proclaims through Ezekiel. Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. God doesn't move you like chess pieces with magical force. Rather, he becomes incarnate, taking the shepherding staff in his human hand and walking in the midst of his creation, protecting you from the predatory, unholy tree, going around the world, drawing lost and scattered sheep into the safety of his fold. God's word continues through Ezekiel. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land. The Lord gathers the lost and scattered, the sinful and fallen, the hopeless and mortal, from every land and tribe and tongue, and he binds them into one people, protecting them from the evil one, from the world, and from their own sinful flesh, by the strength of his law and gospel. There is safety in numbers as the good shepherd gathers you to bring you home. The good shepherd feeds you. As he speaks through Ezekiel, I will feed them in good pasture. They shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture. The good shepherd provides your daily bread and gives you the Passover meal of himself, the flesh and blood of the lamb to eat, bringing death to pass over you. He fills the hungry with good things. He opens his hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. As the psalmist writes, the Lord is your shepherd, and you lack nothing. He leads you beside still waters, living water, baptismal water, water that strengthens and nourishes the flock, as that flock is guided to return to those waters daily. He anoints you with oil, and your cups overflow. The Lord's goodness and mercy shall not just follow you, but shall pursue you all the days of your lives. According to the under-shepherd prophet Ezekiel, the Lord says, I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken. destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. Part of the pastoral ministry of your good shepherd is to go out and seek the lost, the wandering, to lead them back to the fold. But to those who are fat and strong, who rely on their own strength and material well-being, who sadly continue to think that they have no need to join the rest of the flock, they will be slaughtered and used for food. Sadly, they will serve as an example to the others. There is both evangelism and judgment in the passage from Ezekiel. But Jesus is the good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for the sheep. He places himself physically between the vulnerable flock and the predatory devil world and sinful flesh. For what else did Christ do in taking on flesh but become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world? He took on flesh and became vulnerable for you, even to the point of death. He stands at the gate of the sheepfold, armed with his shepherd's crook, ready to continually crush the serpent's head, or repel the wolf, or beat back the roaring lion who lurks about seeking someone to devour. And how exactly does he do that? Through the under-shepherds, sent at his bidding, who are equipped with the only thing that they need, the power of the good shepherd's word and sacraments. All the more reason to receive those powerful gifts often in your lives filled with anguish and suffering caused by sin. For the good shepherd's word and sacraments deliver your deliverance, the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. The good shepherd knows his sheep by name, just as surely as he knows the Father by name. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, you are not left to your own devices. You aren't simply thrown out to fend for yourselves. Jesus himself pastors you, shepherds you, herds you into the safety of the churchly sheepfold. He places his own body in harm's way, even to the point of death on a cross, in order to protect his beloved sheep. And you would then be focused and fed alone on his merits for you, forgiving you, rescuing you, recreating you as without blemish through him who was crucified but has risen. When you wander, he beckons you. He calls you by the gospel. When you lose your way, he is there to guide you back on the path of righteousness, the path of dying and rising through him, by faith alone. When you are injured, he binds up your wounds, as this under-shepherd is always saying to those in the hospital or the shut-ins, if you cannot make it to God's divine service, then God's divine service makes it to you. That is the good shepherd working through the office of the holy ministry that he instituted for you. When you hunger, he feeds you in green pastures. When you thirst, he gives you the drink of still waters. The blessed Lord, your good shepherd, will never flee from you, for he is no hireling. Though no money was given to Jesus for his children, just you.